This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Accra last night on a state visit to Ghana. He was accorded a ceremonial welcome by President John Dramani Mahama, including a guard of honour and 21-gun salute at the airport. Later, the leaders met in restricted and delegation-level talks. In his joint press statement following the talks, Mr. Modi announced that they have decided to give India-Ghana partnership the form of a comprehensive partnership.
आज राष्ट्रपति जी और मैंने हमारी द्विपक्षीय साझेदारी को कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव पार्टनरशिप का रूप देने का निर्णय लिया है। घाना के राष्ट्र निर्माण की इतिहासा में भारत केवल एक सहयोगी नहीं बल्कि एक सहयात्री है। हमारा द्विपक्षीय व्यापार $3 बिलियन पार कर चुका है। भारतीय कंपनियों ने लगभग 900 प्रोजेक्ट्स में लगभग $2 बिलियन का निवेश किया है। आज हमने आपसी व्यापार को अगले 5 वर्षों में दोगुना करने का लक्ष्य निर्धारित किया।
We have a report from correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit.
Both sides discussed expanding cooperation in trade, investment, agriculture, digital technology, capacity building, infrastructure and people-to-people ties. They welcomed growing bilateral trade and Indian investments in Ghana and also spoke of defense and security cooperation. Both sides committed to deepen development partnership through India-supported infrastructure and capacity building projects, offering expertise in health, pharma, UPI and skill development. The two leaders also discussed UN reforms and agreed on stronger global counter-terrorism cooperation. Following the talks, 4 MOUs in culture, standards, Ayurveda and traditional medicine, and a joint commission mechanism were exchanged. Later, at a state banquet hosted by President Mahama, the Prime Minister received the National Honour of Ghana, Officer of the Order of the Star of Ghana, in recognition of his distinguished statesmanship and influential global leadership.
That was our correspondent, Alok Rai, from Accra in Ghana. The monsoon session of Parliament will begin on July 21 and continue till August 21. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that President Draupadi Murmu has approved the government's proposal to convene the monsoon session from 21st of July to 21st August 2025. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said that in view of the Independence Day celebrations, there will be no sittings on 13th and 14th of August. The annual Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra formally began this morning from both Pahalgam and Balthal routes amid tight security. More than 7,000 devotees from across the country had reached the base camps of Pahalgam and Balthal by yesterday evening. They started their arduous journey today through rugged mountains to pay obeisance at Amarnath Cave Shrine and have the darshan of fully formed natural Shivling or Ice Lingam of Lord Shiva. Balthal to Cave Shrine is shortest route of 14 kilometers against traditional Pahalgam route, which is 48 kilometers long. Yatris were seen chanting Bam Bam Bhole and Jai Barfani Baba Ki Jai after reaching the Kashmir Valley. They received a grand welcome from local populace, civil society members and district administration. Lakhs of devotees from across the country are expected to pay obeisance this year at the Holy Cave Shrine. An elaborate foolproof security arrangements have been put in place for the safe, seamless and secure pilgrimage to facilitate devotees. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that Pakistan does not affect India's relationship with the United States. Speaking at a news conference in Washington, he emphasized that India-US ties are built on mutual interests, not on third countries. He said we should stop defining ourselves based on others, and big relationships like India-US are based on shared benefits, trade, investment, technology, energy and mobility. In the AFC Women's Asian Cup 2026 qualifiers, India registered a commanding 5-0 win over Iraq at Chiang Mai Stadium in Thailand yesterday evening. First half goals from Sangeeta Bosfor and Manisha set the tone before a dominant second half where Kartika Angamuthu, Panjom Nirmala Devi and Nongmaitham Ratanbala Devi added goals to the scoreline. With this result, the Blue Tigresses are only a step away from the Women's Asian Cup qualification. And that is the end of this news bulletin.